Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, thank you so much for joining us on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We are so excited about you being with us tonight. Tonight's broadcast, because Dr. Henderson is out of town, we're so excited for her. She's enjoying her wonderful life somewhere in the United States. We can't divulge that information right now, but we're having a great time on Straight to the Point tonight. So tonight's broadcast is a rebroadcast of last Monday's wonderful time with Doc. She shared some powerful words from wisdom and powerful words from the word of the Lord today. So we trust that you're having a great day. We want you to have an awesome evening. We want you to also share this out, guys. Share this out on your platform, because you never know who will be blessed by the Straight to the Point broadcast with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. So once again, this is the moderator, Elder Kevin Vaughn. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time tonight. And let's get started. This is Straight to the Point with Dr. Henderson tonight. God bless you.
If you've ever needed God to come through for you, and he did, this is a celebration of the grace of God. Let's go. Kim Burrell.
My testimony is real. Yeah, I came this far by faith.
Direct
edition of Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Tonight is your wonderful host, Apostle Geraldine Clark. She'll be coming up shortly, but welcome to Straight to the Point tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Get excited. Yeah. Yes, yes. All right. Hey, we got another song coming up shortly here, and we're excited about you. A couple announcements as well, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, that number is 347-843-4559. We highly recommend you push that number out to the network tonight, 347-843-4559. That is the call-in number tonight to Straight to the Point. Here are wonderful hosts tonight of the Just Shall Live By Faith Ministries. I love it. And then the broadcast tonight is hosted by none other than Apostle Geraldine Clark. We are so excited about Apostle being with us tonight. Just to live by faith. Yeah. I love it. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we trust that you had a great day today. We trust that you'll continue to do that as well. And just know that Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we'll be back on the network here in a little while. We'll be back with Apostle on the network. This is Straight to the Point. Tonight's wonderful host tonight is Apostle Geraldine Clark, the Just Shall Live By Faith broadcast tonight. God bless you. And here we go. Take care, everybody.
Might as well put your hands together.
like never before. We're waging war.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, we are waging war against the enemy in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so excited about you guys. This is Straight to the Point. We're probably about to go into the yes. God bless you. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited. We also praise Charles Jenkins and Kim Burrell. Grace, we thank God for grace today as well. Brother Charles Jenkins and Kim Burrell on grace. Oh, yeah. Amen. And Charles Jenkins, this means war, ladies and gentlemen. This means war. We are in a spiritual war each and every day, and we are excited about you being with us tonight. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point broadcast with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We're going to bring her up right now, ladies and gentlemen, and get started. So we thank God for you today. Y'all put your hands together for the woman of God on the network today with you and me tonight. Dr. Henderson, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Everybody out there in Radio Land, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you because we are waging war. Amen. We're so glad that we have the Holy Spirit who rises up and strengthens us. And we have the God that fights our battles. He just simply tells us to stand still. Amen. Stand still that the enemy that you see today that you will see no more. He says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I greet you and thank you for tuning in. Whether you are tuning in by way of live, we thank you. Whether you are tuning in by way of the internet, we thank you. And whether you are tuning in by way of calling back, we thank you for listening to the Straight to the Point. This is usually not my night. I'm sitting in for a posse word in class. So if she comes on, I am going to allow her to. I am going to allow the Lord to use her because this is her night to come on. But we pray for her. We pray that all is well. But again, we thank you for listening and tuning in to Straight to the Point. Those of you who do not know who we are, Straight to the Point is a prophetic and a business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. We lean on the panel and stand on the Word of God. According to John 3:16, the Word simply says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have an ever lasting life. And so we thank God for his word, because his word is true. His word is he. His word is him. We thank him. So I'm not going to be before you long, but before I get started, I want to thank each and every person who came to the office ball, which was March 23rd, 2024. We had an awesome, awesome, wonderful time in the Lord. And so we greet you, those, we congratulate the winners. Every person who was nominated, we congratulate you. Being nominated is not an easy task. It's a great deal just to be nominated for an award, to be an award-winning author. And to be nominated for an author's award is a great accomplishment. So we want to congratulate all those who came out. It was a success. The place was packed from the front to the back. I mean, everyone came out, from had people from Texas, from North Carolina, from Atlanta, Georgia, from Dallas. We had people from all over the world, all over the globe, who came. We had people from Boston, Massachusetts, so who came and joined in the blessing of the Lord. This is the season of the blessings of the Lord. This is the season. This is the season that God is blessing his people. We're not caught up on what's going on in Nakano. We're not caught up on what's going on in Nakano. And if you don't get in the right posture to understand and recognize and discern what season you're in, this is the season of the open door. This is the season that God is blessing his people. Somebody might be saying, well, prophetess, what's going on over in Israel? What's going on over in this place? I'm not concerned about that. God got his people, so I'm not concerned about that. I am mostly concerned and overjoyed and elated that God has not changed his mind. Somebody hear me on tonight. I said God has not changed his mind about you. God has not forgotten about the promise that he has spoken over your life. Some of you, God, you've been praying, and God promised that he was going to make you a multimillionaire. God told me to tell you on tonight, he has not forgotten about the promise he has made on your life. Some of you, you've been praying, and God promised you a marital relationship. I come to tell you on tonight, God has not forgotten the promise he has spoken over your life. Some of you, you've been praying. You've been asking God, and God said, I'm going to save your children. I'm going to save your whole household. And not only that, I'm going to save even your extended family. I come to tell somebody on tonight that God has not forgotten about the promise he has made to you. Let me put a pen right there. Let me remind you of something right there. If God raised Lazarus from the grave, what makes you think he can't save that drug addict family member, that alcoholic family member? What makes you think God can't save your family member? What makes you think God can't heal a disease of cancer, a disease of diabetes, a disease of heart disease? I come to tell somebody on tonight that the God that we serve is not slack concerning his promise. When God makes you a promise, he is able. He is well able to come forth and deliver for you. He is well able to come forth and deliver that promise for you. This is the season that the promises are going to be fulfilled. I'm come to tell somebody, I told them on Eternal Life Network TV, is more important now than ever before that you understand and recognize the seasons. You got to understand when it's a waiting season. You got to know when it's a go season. And my friends, this is the time and this is the season that it's time to get up and go, go, go. You know, it used to be a song that I used to sing. You know, I grew up in Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. was famous for their go-go. It used to be a song that we used to sing, let me know the way to go-go. Somebody on tonight need to get in the posture and get in position and just simply say, God, let me know the way to go-go. I come to tell somebody and to point you to the way that you are to go. God simply told me to tell you that it is time. This is your season and this is your time to get up and go-go. Faith without works is dead, my friends. I was thinking about, you know, the father of faith, Abram. He was Abraham, but before he was Abraham, his name was Abram. Well, God said, I need you to get up and I need you to go to a place. I'm going to take you to a place. I'm going to make your name great among the nations. I'm going to take you somewhere. Now, what if Abram would have said, God, no? What if he would have said, are you sure? What if he would have said, this seems like an insurmountable task? You want me to get up and leave my familiarity? You want me to get up and leave everything that's familiar, that's comfortable, that's consistent, that I ain't got to worry about nothing? You want me to get up and leave my safe place? And I come to tell somebody, God is looking for a yes. God is simply looking for a yes. Faith requires a yes. Amen. Your yes is going to dictate. Somebody hear me on tonight. I say your yes is going to dictate the next blessing on your life. And I'm telling you, that decision that you make, it's going to affect not just you, but the next generation. So I'm telling you, my friends, that are listening by the sound of my voice, my friends who are going to call back, my friends who are listening by way of live, my friends who are listening by way of the internet, I come to tell you on tonight that God said it's time to get up and go, go. So my friends, as I stated, that Abram, whose name was changed to Abraham, was called the father of faith because of his obedience. And because of his obedience, God made him a very, very, very wealthy man. Not just a very wealthy man, but everything that came out of him prospered. His Isaac and Jacob, and Jacob, my God, became a great man of God with the tribes that came out of him, and nations came came out of him. So you see, God didn't lie to Abraham. God didn't lie to Abraham. My God, he blessed not just him, but his seed. And somebody, God told me to tell you, the reason why you've been going through so much is because of, it ain't even about you. It's because of your seed. It's about the greatness that's coming that came out of you. It's because of your seed. It's because of the next generation. And the enemy don't want the next generation of prosper. The enemy don't want the next generation to rise up and tear down his kingdom. And so he is coming after you. But my friends, I come to tell you all tonight that if you will stand still, and I'm not saying wait, because you could, when I mean by stand still, meaning that if you will stand still in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of what you feel like you're going through, God said he's going to fight the battle. And while he's fighting the battle, you could keep on walking. You could keep on strutting. You could keep on building. You could keep on marching. You can keep on sowing. You could keep on praying. You can keep on giving. Amen. You could keep on doing what it is that he has put in your hands to do. And I want to tell somebody on tonight, what God has given you, amen, is something great, is something wonderful, is something marvelous. It's just simply time for you to get up and go. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn, let's open up the line.
Amen, Dr. Henderson, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, you better give another round of applause to the woman of God tonight. What a powerful word tonight, Doc. Thank you so much for that. Wow. Incredible. Amen. Hope you all were taking some notes. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the line tonight, just hit star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue there if you want to say a few words or have a comment or a praise report, anything tonight. We'd love to have you come on. For those listening right now, hit star one on your phone, and we'll love to have you come on for a few seconds there. Appreciate your time tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I took some notes, and Dr. Henderson encouraged us, guys, to get up and go. I love it. And also exercise your faith, ladies and gentlemen. Please exercise your faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Dr. Henderson, back to you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You are so welcome. Again, let's keep Apostle Zerbe and Clark in prayer.
Let's keep them in prayer.
Amen. Yeah. And so not only that, but let's continue to pray for our nation. Let's continue to pray for the nations. Let's continue to pray for peace in the world. Amen. Let's continue to pray for peace. Amen. Yes. Although we know that we are marching towards the last days, but amen, glory to God. We know that with God made you a promise, that promise is going to be fulfilled before he cracked the skies. So don't get disheartened saying,
that's
okay,
right,
Lord, what's going on? Don't be looking around, getting caught up with signs and all that. Just keep your eyes stayed on Jesus and keep building, keep pushing, keep praying. Amen. Keep building, Lord, keep giving, and keep sowing and continue to build meaningful relationships. Thank you for listening to the Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 359. We're about to end, but before we leave, let me leave you with this. Always love and love hard, always forgive and forgive fast, and always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you, and you have a good night.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Appreciate you so much for being with us tonight and encouraging us and giving us all the information we need to keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. Remember to exercise your faith, ladies and gentlemen, because the Lord our God is great. God bless you, everybody. And don't forget to put on your calendar every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're here on Straight to the Point. This is a global broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We're just excited about you joining us today as well. Please share this out, let others know about Straight to the Point on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Central Time. So we thank God for you. And we're going to leave you with a wonderful song from Charles Jenkins, Days of Elijah. And we're just excited about all these wonderful musicians, all these wonderful singers and authors. We're just excited about the word of God going forth through song. So God bless every one of them tonight as well as we play their music. Hey, this is the Days of Elijah. God bless you. Enjoy you. Have a great evening, everybody. Have an awesome rest of the week. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you.
Oh, At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I only have a certain budget.
No problem. Right now at LASIK Plus, get 20% off LASIK when treated in April. That can be over $900 off when treating both eyes, plus guaranteed financing options. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your journey towards 20/20 vision.
Must mention this promotion to be treated in April of 2024 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to MyLASIKOffer.com for details.